from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Bronte Coy.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 29th of November.
Well, Australians could be getting COVID booster shots earlier in light of the Omicron strain. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has ordered the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, known as ATAGI, to review the timeframe for COVID booster shots. Boosters are currently handed out 6 months after the second dose, but that gap could be shortened to maximise protection against Omicron.
Overseas, Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite charged with grooming underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein, is set to face trial in New York later today. The 59-year-old faces an effective life sentence if convicted of sex trafficking minors for Epstein. Prosecutors say Maxwell befriended girls with shopping and trips to the theatre before later coaxing them into giving Epstein nude massages at his various residences, during which he would engage in sex acts before giving them money.
Still overseas, and a bit of a disturbing story, a man who claims to be a cannibal has been arrested in Russia. The man and two others were taken into custody when a headless body fell out of a car boot after a crash. It's alleged they drunkenly murdered the victim. One of the men told court he nibbled on the dead body and also admitted to murdering and eating a man last year.
Right, I'm just going to need a second for a quick vomit before the next story. To sport, cricket legend Shane Warne had a motorbike accident in Melbourne on the weekend. Warne was riding with his son Jackson when he fell off the bike and slid for more than 15 metres. The ex-sportsman has a potential broken foot and bruising following the spill.
Get better soon, Warne. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To Radio News, axed Triple M host Lawrence Mooney has filed a lawsuit against his former employer and is reportedly seeking a payout of no less than $1 million. Mooney's lawyers have lodged a statement of claim in the New South Wales Supreme Court, alleging breach of contract by Triple M's owner, Southern Cross Austereo. Mooney was abruptly taken off air earlier this month with more than a year to go in his contract and is seeking damages.
And finally, Prince Harry has forced the BBC to scrap the word Megxit from part two of its explosive royal documentary. He says the term, which is used to describe he and Meghan Markle's bombshell exit from royal duties, is sexist and unfairly blames his wife. The Princes and the Press will air in the UK tonight, that's tomorrow morning our time, and use the word sus-exit instead.
Sus-exit? Oh, that's ridiculous. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.